And this is Pedro Reyes. I'm right here on Setting the Standard, KPFA 94.1 FM. And right now on the line with us, we have Rainflower, who's going to be telling us a little bit about her projects, her music, and what she's going to be doing in the future. So welcome to the show, Rainflower. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me on.
Right on. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into hip hop, especially MCing and graffiti writing as well?
I started writing before I started doing picking up the mic. So in 96, started running with some of the cats around here in Houston. That's where I'm from. And then around a little bit after that, maybe like 98 or 99 is when I actually picked up a microphone. But I started as a spoken word poet first, you know, and then it kind of just gradually moved into homie spinning beats and asking me to do the poetry over that. And then, you know, eventually it just kind of turns into boom bap and, you know, keep it moving like that. So I don't think I was actually fully rapping until like about 2001.
And, you know, what have you been doing since then in that sense of projects?
Well, we completed, I completed various collaborations mainly, and we had an EP released with Almas and Socablas in 2007. Also the same year came out Novel's Evolution album on the track Triumph. And then I kind of went into a hiatus mode when I moved back to Texas for a little bit, just so I could build and take care of things at home, and then kind of resurfaced back out and literally starting like today, starting a new blog called Las Cholas Mocas, where we're going around La Lupita and I are going around and trying to document all the females handling things and the various elements of hip hop around Houston. And then we also have created a concept of making the first off female graffiti crew. Hopefully it'll be a statewide project, but it looks like for right now it's going to be based out of Houston. Being one of the first females out of the state, it's been really long, difficult journey of always being the only female. And so I've been trying to reach out to a lot of people, and we basically have some women that have hit the scene in the last year or two, the last couple months, and I pitched it out there in internet world. If people want to learn, I'm down to teach them. So that's basically what I'm doing, is trying to just reach out to other women that want to come out, you know, and just show their skills in the hip-hop environment without feeling like they need to exploit themselves in any way. Because 9 times out of 10, that's what gets asked of us as women in the game, you know. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. So trying to just, you know, have that feminine voice out there to kind of counter all the male testosterone that's flying around. And then we've also made a Hummingbird Moon Sisters is a project that we started where I teach social songs of different Native cultures and things that, you know, you won't hear like at a full-on ceremony, but things that, you know, are appropriate to maybe sing at a powwow or something. And we made our own powwow drum and, you know, did some trade to get some elk hide and, you know, try to put our hands in the earth like that directly. And it's an all-nations, like, an open circle for women to come and meditate and gather and learn. And so I've been facilitating that for a good 2 years now. And that's been a really interesting project also. That's called Hummingbird Moons to Stars. And then Underground Merger is like my baby. It started as my band practicing in a bar that some of our friends' uncles owned in East End of Houston called the White Swan. I think we started about 2000 or 2001, and it was a time frame where I didn't really see a lot of MCs working with live musicians, so I would have our band set up, and we'd practice, and I'd spin. I was spinning vinyl at the time, and we were just kind of mixing it all together, and then I'd just invite homies that we used to cypher with, and I'd give them the opportunity to practice on stage with a mic and with a live band, just so that we could try to forge some new blood. And, you know, it's really interesting. People like my brother Shaman Dragon, he's from Houston, but he's based out in Taipei. Like, I stopped seeing that brother just grow from, like, watching him, you know, express himself there to, you know, being an international artist now that he is. And I try to build kind of tape like that with a lot of people. So the Underground merger was formed out of that concept, and we started incorporating visual artists. A lot of the graph homies from around would just come out and put up their work, and it's been on and off, I would say, since about, like, I guess 10 years, like 2003. I mean, when I was based in Los Angeles, of course, we weren't running Underground mergers here, but when I came back in 2007, we started running them monthly at first, and then kind of died down. But now I'm bringing Los Angeles artists mainly every quarter. I'm trying to do every 4 to 6 months, bring different MCs or DJs to come and perform here in Texas, specifically in Houston, though, because we just don't have a lot of that kind of sound going on around here. So brought like Night and Day recently, along with Foxy One, talking about bringing Reverie out. And we've had DJ Ethos out quite a few times, Gabriel Childress. Just, you know, I'll build them along with like Las Crudas, because they're based out of Austin, and we'll try to throw some, you know, cultural or more like conscious shows like that, so that way, you know, people can hear different sides of hip hop that, like I said, not really out here in the South too much. And just got back from LA, like I said, last weekend. I opened up for Athlon Underground on Saturday at the Winter Solstice show, and it was good to just link back up with those bros and meet some new people I hadn't seen. Yout's son's rocking the mic now, so I was pretty ill to watch Yout Jr. getting down. And let's see what else did I do over there with those guys. Right, was at the Avenue 50 studio and worked building over there with Mahongo Leah and Eddie Bertolino and all those guys over there that were doing their show, and just building, just trying to like bridge this like Texas Cali, you know, art and music culture awareness thing that we've been trying to work on. I mean, I know it's going to take long and long. It's like, even though I've been grinding for like a decade out here, it's like people still sleep, you know. They're still sleeping on who we are and, you know, what our struggles are even. A lot of people are so, like, accepted, like, the everything. it's just too much to try to even express how Gringolandia is down here and how assimilated our culture is. So I think it's really important that there's artists that try to maintain some sort of integrity within it all, you know? So that's what I try to be, that one little beam of light and darkness out here from time to time.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you, since you live in Texas, tell us a little bit about that, in that sense of, you know, you got Mexico right below you, and basically you got a lot of folks that are influenced by hip-hop también allí, que no, entonces, cuéntanos un poco del scene también, cómo va mezclado con los de México.
Well, Monterrey is literally like 6 hours away from the border, which is 6 hours from here, so it's a good 12 hours. But it's pretty interesting to see, we have artists that were raised in Monterrey that are from Houston that have now made their return back here, and they're influencing our scene right now, and I think that that's really dope. So watching like Gio Chamba, you know, he's one of the artists that's one of the Monterrey influenced and raised, but now back in Houston, this is his hometown, and they're building with other bands like La Fien, and it's just good to see these bros like being expressive of not only the identity of and pride of, you know, singing in Spanish out here and having a really unique sound. You know, they're different, you know, but they're building and growing together, and so I'm able to like witness that or be a part of it too. Like I get down on shows with them, and it's been an interesting couple years to see there's a resurgence of very conscious artists coming out, specifically out of Houston, that I haven't seen in a long, long time. So that definitely is part of the influence here. And then San Antonio is like 3.5 hours away, and we have a lot of like metal and rock bands coming from out of there, and there are a lot of Chicanos, Mexicanos that are doing that. So you may have heard of some of the bands already on a national level, but for the most part, like, I think, like I said, it's really important for us to kind of all stick around each other or build together or at least support one another, you know. We don't necessarily have to even all get along, as long as we all are supportive and try to get our stuff out there, you know, so that more people can hear
That's right. And talking about that, where can folks find out more music that you have or upcoming events or shows that you're going to be doing as well?
Mm-hmm. My Facebook page is /rainflower, and it's spelled with an A, so it's RAINFLOWA. And it's like that, too, on my YouTube and my Instagram, and my Twitter is with Kiawi, KIAWITL, and then you can also find it at all the other ones I mentioned, Hummingbird Moon Sistars, it's spelled SISSTARS. Those all have Facebook pages, so does Las Cholas Locas, and Underground Merger also. That's the event that I throw where I bring different artists together. So those all have Facebook pages with the URL under all of those names. And then my website is www.rainflower.com.
Weird. And, you know, what are some of future projects that you're working on as well?
Well, currently I'm working a lot with Chaos TV. So Mike Feeney. Either helping them out behind the camera, I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to be doing, but I'm building with those cats, and those are some underground heads here out of our city that are documenting a lot of the hip-hop also, and you'll hear future recordings from Hummingbird Moon Sistars, as well as my own solo project that's been in the making. It seems like forever, but there was a lot of a learning process that had to happen because I'm infusing the indigenous instruments like huehuets and samajas and flautas and rattles and, you know, teponatlis and everything else along with like 808 sounds. And so that's been taking me a couple of years to craft with various producers. So that album's going to be called Lost in the North Side. And I hope to have it out by this spring. That's my goal, is to have it out by spring of 2014.
And you say you also teach songs, right, to youth or just the community in general?
Yes, I taught danza for a long time in the after school setting, and then I also have been asked to teach Native American studies here, and we'll see if that can all come together. It's been interesting, yeah, because usually I just get a chance to speak maybe on a panel or. They kind of joke around and tell me, oh, they should give you a PhD for Chicanísma because, man, you know, been around and done a lot of things and can kind of piece together things that we can only read about in the books. You know, I kind of hear that a lot. But right now, like, I'm not currently teaching anything except graffiti to any woman in the state of Texas that wants to learn because I'm really interested in forming this all-female hip-hop group. I mean, graffiti crew this year here in Texas. I wanna be able to do that and take the women around to different parts of the state. So not only the younger girls can see that, hey, there's women painting, and, you know, perhaps we'll actually be painting positive imagery or something a little bit different. And well, they won't feel like we have to, you know, grow up and get plastic whatever done to our bodies so that we can be noticed. You know, I mean, that's serious. Like, unfortunately, that's where a lot of people end up having to go, which is not this, it just is what it is, but, you know, I don't feel like pumping my body with anything that's, you know, toxic or gonna make me feel awkward just to try to get somebody to look at my work, you know? I'd rather take my time. I always say I'd rather put out, you know, 10 pieces of really good artwork or, you know, classic songs versus, like, hundreds of pieces of junk, you know, that really aren't gonna amount to anything and just fall by the wayside, you know?
So where can folks get your music again?
You can check it out on Reverb Nation, and I'm also going to be posting up some throwbacks and some future references on SoundCloud and on my website, www.rainflower.com.
What about for the youth out there? What would you say to them if they're like, oh, never mind, I don't want to be an MC anymore, or especially the young girls who feel like there might not be any room for them in the graffiti world? What would you say to them?
Or to any of the hip-hop, really. I mean, I would just say turn off the, you know, mainstream media. Don't look at what's on TV. Don't go trying to Google or YouTube or trying to, like, bite and cookie cut off of everything else that's cracking. Like, whatever your ideas are about the world, write it down, sketch it out. you know, just get it out of your head first and try to get it down on paper or try to get in the studio with people. And, you know, don't be afraid to keep making art and not to be afraid about what anybody would ever think about it. And then as they're trying to figure out, you know, judge it or judge you or whatever, just keep it moving. Yeah, keep putting out stuff and keeping out work. And that's like, I wish somebody had told me that when I was younger. Just keep it moving. Who cares? Just throw it out there. But shout out to Chaos TV for bringing that to the forefront for me just recently. My bros over there gave me a good talk. Like, you know, as artists, we are going to make people mad, and it just is what it is, and we just got to keep it moving.
That's right. And once again, we got to keep it moving right here on Setting the Standard with Rainflower dropping us some knowledge, wisdom. And as a Mexica artist, you know, why is it important to keep traditions alive?
Well, because for us, the native people here in our state specifically, our elders have always taught me that our life ways are the only thing that are going to be able to, you know, continue. And so if we don't pick up those and learn them and pass them, then, you know, we could essentially forget who we are. And that's the one thing that I definitely want to always, you know, leave an impression with my children. Just, you know, remember your native roots, remember who you are. And so it gives them keys to things about moving within this matrix. You know, they can always remember that fire that they're sitting around and staring at and keep that fire burning in their heart. And the, you know, the ideas that our ancestors had for us and who we are, you know, burning through their eyes. And they're always going to be able to overcome everything. Because, you know, those ceremonial settings that we put our bodies through are extremely difficult, you know. So I always tell them, like, if you can get through this, you can get through anything in life, you know. So it's really important for us to be able to express that, because, you know, some people won't ever be able to feel that or learn any of those things that, you know, if they're not in those circles. So that's what I'm trying to do, is give them, you know, just a little bit of that for a split second and be able to experience that being a part of the circle of unity, you know.
That's right, the sacred circle, Mexica Tiahui.
Yep, I'm going to give a shout-out to KFCF in Fresno, and also much love for all of our raza across the United States and all of our cultures and everybody that's keeping the traditions alive. Shout-out to my tribe, Carrizo Come Crudo of Texas.
Orale. And once again, thank you for being with us right here and for all your good work, and most definitely the music and the talent that you bring to the community, as well as the wisdom and the knowledge, too, you know?
Appreciate it. Thank you. Lazo Cometi.
Una vez más, aquí estamos en Setting the Standard. Kick back, relax, and we're going to go check out some of Rainflower's music. So stick around right here on KPFA 94.1 FM.